A little over a year ago, we started on a new budget with a new council. And for many of us, I don't know whether it was the process itself or the fact that something just didn't smell right, but we took some extra time and to get some extra information and approved a budget that we thought at the time was a shift in the right direction to get this county back on track. A year later, having had the time to sift through the finer details and inner workings of our finances, we can come to the conclusion that a small shift just doesn't cut it. If we look at our financial statements over the last 10 years, it's pretty easy to spot a trend. In 2008, the county had reserves of over $52 million and a debt of about $44 million. In 2018, we had reserves of almost $19 million, but we had a debt of $78,125,935, and we just approved another $28 million in debentures to pay for projects that have been done in the previous 5 years. That's a loss of $95 million in 10 years' time. Let's look at it a different way. We've got a hole in the budget. To get it balanced, we could do that real easy. We'd just eliminate the entire police budget. That's $12 million. Or we could do it a different way. We could just get rid of the entire fire department and all the paramedics. That's how much money we need. But if those things are important, we could look at some soft services. We could just completely shut down all of our libraries, museums, arenas, ball diamonds, soccer fields, parks, the whole department. That's how much money we have to hold in the budget for. That's what we've inherited, and that's what we need to fix. Now, I do want to thank Kathy and her team for all the work they've done in preparing this document, and to all our staff for their input on and suggestions for solutions moving forward. And so much for my little rant, so it's time to go to work. So